The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
We wanted to bring you in here because this is the segment that Pat normally comes on and appears on the program. We wanted to bring Jeffy in because we had a story that we thought might relate to you.
It's not the story of... you guys were talking about bars with Pat Gray.
No,
going to bars no. with Pat Gray.
Or is anyone in tune with the right. nightlife situation around right. town? It's Pat.
Just
Gray.
Because I'm such a bar fly, is that your problem with it?
Yeah. Okay.
One of the few people that think you go to a bar for a relationship.
Yeah. Like he legitimately thinks that's nuts.
You never cease to amaze.
No,
you know that's great.
So the New York Times has an op-ed from Ross Duthat, who is kind of the conservative, one of the conservative columnists at the New York Times. I would say their biggest, you know, highest profile conservative columnist at the New York Times. And he makes the argument, let's ban porn.
That's a tough argument to make.
For you in particular. Now, here's part of his argument, and it's interesting because I think this is one of those, it's a debate that used to happen a lot, I'd say in the 80s and 90s was mm-hmm. was on the table, right? And it has not been talked about for a while. I think it's an interesting thing to bring back up and argue. And let me at least give you his case here, Jeff, and you tell me what part of it you oppose, because we all know you're going to oppose it. At one time, the surrender to porn was not inevitable. It was only a generation ago. That the unlikely alliance of feminists and religious conservatives made the regulation of pornography a live political debate. But between the individualistic drift of society, the invention of the internet, and the mm-hmm. predictions that porn, the failed predictions that porn would lead to rising rates of rape, the anti-porn case was marginalized. He goes into the Me Too part of this. Wouldn't this be good, is the argument. In many of the Me Too complaints, you see a kind of female revulsion, not against Harvey Weinstein-style predators, but against the very sort of male personality that a pornographic education seems to produce, a breed at once entitled and resentful, angry and undermotivated, shaped by unprecedented possibilities for sexual gratification, and frustrated that real women are less available and more complicated than the version we see on the screen.
He must be looking at different porn than me.
I don't think that he's saying he looks at porn.
Oh, okay.
I think you're misunderstanding. So if you want better men by any standard, there is every reason to regard ubiquitous pornography as an obstacle and to suspect mm-hmm. that between virtual reality and creepy forms of customization, its influence is only going to get worse. And we're talking about stuff like, you know, there's this new stuff with artificial intelligence where you can put actresses are putting, they're getting their face put on porn videos. So it looks like you're watching Scarlett Johansson in right. a porn film. And Glenn brought this up the other day, which is it's going to get weirder than that. Glenn's, of course, always ahead on this technology stuff. He reads it all the time. That it's going to be the woman in your office that you want to ask out and you're too nervous to. You can now put her face in a porn video.
Then you'll never have to ask her out.
How right? creepy would that be?
Very, very creepy.
Jeffy, did you want to comment
on that? I'm just saying that I am aware of the fake porn shots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The fake porn movies, films, whatever you want to yes. call them. Many of the big sites have banned it.
That's true.
They're not taking it. Now, you can still find it, but as soon as they're aware, they pull it.
Well, I mean, they've got credibility, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't want to question the credibility of one of the big porn sites.
No, you do not.
Far be it from us.
I find it interesting that we're discussing banning porn on a yeah. show that is so concerned with love. Couples loving, caring no, for each
I,
other.
Again, I'm sorry, love and porn have no relationship to one
another. No, not at all.
No,
not
no
at
relationship.
All.
I don't know about that.
Let me ask
I know you don't.
Two legitimate, honest questions for you, Jeffy, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
A, should we ban porn? B, could you ban porn? Is there any legitimate way to actually make it happen if you wanted to make it happen?
No. I'll answer first. I mean, I know Pat's answer is going to be, well, you know, we probably should, although no. And I don't think we could. You never, I mean, it's been around forever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, forever, men and women have wanted to.
Yeah. No, they
look true. At each other.
But to push back on that point a little bit, because I would be with you in that I don't think it should be banned because, I don't think you can do that. My personal opinion is
super
much more
harmful
libertarian.
To society.
It's really bad.
Super
really
harmful
bad.
To the society. But you've got the First Amendment going, and you can't. They'll scream First Amendment.
They
and
will. You know, is that even, the right thing to scream though?
It probably is. Even though, for vices like this, I don't think that's what the founders intended on protecting. But it, you know, at this point, it does protect that, and it'd be really hard to overcome that. Would I like to see it banned? Would I like there to be not any porn? Yes. I think that'd be great. I think it'd be helpful to society.
And I guess the
but
line
I don't
here,
think we'll ever... We've gone too far.
And who decides what's
now.
Porn?
Oh, God. You know it when you see it, is the appropriate... Is the way they always say. You can't, right? That's going right. to be... There's going to be lines on that. But I think the argument here is, and I think the argument Ross is making, and he's made it on Twitter as well, as they've gone back and he's had some arguments with libertarians since about this. And his point is, I guess, not necessarily a full-out ban. You're not going to stop people from seeing these things, right?
Yeah.
But if you remember how it was, let's say, in the 80s, right? You'd have to go to a store staffed by someone like Jeffy to purchase a tape. You have to park in the parking lot.
You remember that the beads, the curtains, the whatever? You had to cross that line, and you had to make a decision that I'm gonna be the guy who walks through those beads or that curtain, and everybody's gonna see you. Right?
Difficult decision.
Right. But I mean, again,
granted, for people like you, it isn't.
But most people didn't. Even now,
most people didn't.
Even now,
right?
If you took it off, if porn was completely available,
it's
but just not a computer,
now
people wouldn't bother doing it,
right?
Because I think the there's a line of like the Jeffy side of life, right? Where people are going to walk through any wall, whether it's beaded or if it's concrete, to get to their porn.
Yeah.
Right? We know those people exist.
Yeah.
But there's also a large portion of society who didn't.
Cross the line.
Interact with porn
right.
back in those days. Who does now? It's far easier, far more ubiquitous.
Well,
his point
because
is,
you're able to just. I mean, it's in your living room,
right?
Right?
But and I don't think you could ban it from.
It's in the comfort and privacy of your own home.
Yeah,
it's one of those things
and
though.
So
if you,
that's what makes it such a big problem.
I've made this point with Bitcoin before. Like, if governments came out and banned Bitcoin, the Bitcoin people say you can't ban Bitcoin because it's the governments can't stop it, and that's true. You can't. Stop it. However, a guy like me who is interested in cryptocurrency because I think it's an interesting topic and I like following it. But I'm not, if it's illegal in the country, I'm not walking through the walls of illegality to get to it. And I think most people are in that. If you had to go to BitTorrent to get porn, and that was the only way you could get it by some crazy, shady 4chan, whatever. I don't even know what these things are. But like, it's some shady way of getting it. The average person probably isn't walking through that wall.
No, they're not. They're not going
to. You could probably cut back, if you quote-unquote banned it, you could cut back probably by 50%, 60% of people using it.
It is banned, right? I mean, it's supposed to be just for adults. I mean, I realize that we're you know, we've made it easy to access and it's in, anyone can see it. But it is... For adults, right? It is illegal for children to possess it.
And of course, they still do.
I understand. So let's say we do ban it, right? What? I mean, still going to be, you know, behind, somebody's going to have it. Somebody's going to find a way to go to crypto porn and then bring it outside of crypto porn and say, hey.
They've already started that.
I've got some porn over here for you.
But again, it would be harder. Right, it would be more difficult. It would be harder to get rich off of it, right? If you were you wanted to go into the porn business, and I know this is something you've considered in the past, Jeffy. If you wanted to go into this business, it would be harder to make your millions, right?
Yes,
it would be because you'd have to have everyone jumping through these hoops.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't support this, but it's an interesting argument.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.